Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight's questions. I am your hostess, Barbara, divinely anointed, Amazing Grace Reynolds. Boy, that's a big title. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, an innate body release practitioner, a divine infinity healing practitioner, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use the wisdom that I gain from my divine guidance to help other people gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many years of questioning and seeking the truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. So now I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes the session with me a safe place because nothing is judged and everyone has the freedom to be. And you can learn more about me and what I do by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And feel free to look around that site. There's lots of information there. And you may just find what you are looking for. Okay, the way this works is you call in, because my chat room does not work, and you ask your question, and I give you the answer that I am guided to give you. So, this should be interesting. I'm not really sure why I'm saying that, but that's the energy I'm getting. Okay, so let's go to our first caller from area code 415.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hello. It's so funny because I...
mystical one.
Yeah, the mystical one. For a moment, I was like, uh-oh, where's my Barbara? Maybe she's not doing her show today. Kind of had that thought.
No, no. Actually, my computer wouldn't do what it was supposed to do. So I turned it off, turned it back on. It still wouldn't do what it was supposed to do, so I turned it off, turned it back on. And I was thinking, okay, am I going to need to find another way of doing this? But then it started working, so.
Oh, I must have been picking up on that. Okay, cool. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing that, Barbara.
Yeah, see, you are empathic, and you know that.
Wow. Well, it's interesting because I've been doing a lot of just, I've been working on the value thing. We spoke about it the last time we spoke. I've been doing a lot of innate statements about my value, seeing my value. And It dawned on me, and this is one thing that I'd like some help with today, is that people really love my classes, and people actually really like me too. And That all sounds like so obvious, but also like really kind of amazing. But like what it is I noticed I have these even like, cause I, it kind of just like kind of dawned on me the other day that's the truth of it. Everybody that comes to my classes always likes them, but yet I have this repeating belief, and I'm assuming it belongs to somebody else and I must be picking up on these things, but it's like a repeating thing of people don't like me, people don't like my classes, and like related to that is like sort of like the I'm a loser kind of overall, but it's not, that's not my truth. Like, that's not even my experience. Like, I held a class the other day, like the guy liked it. He was talking to me about how he wanted to have private sessions. So I just would like to, like, even though I recognize that those are not my thoughts or they're just an old pattern, they're kind of still hanging around. So I'd like some kind of help of just settling more into, like, that's not true. Because I recognize it's not true. But yet right. That's my story.
Okay. All right, so let's do some innate statements now and see what they suggest. Okay. So repeat after me. Dear innate, I release the story.
Dear innate, I release the story.
Okay, there's a whole lot of tentacles and things attached to the story going all throughout your life. Dear innate, I allow myself to be accepted.
Dear innate, I allow myself to be accepted.
Dear
innate, totally
I allow myself to be valued.
Yeah, I've been doing that one nonstop. It's really, that's the other thing on my list, but it's not clearing. Dear innate, I allow myself to be valued, although I have not said it like that. I've said it, I value myself, I've been saying. I allow myself to be valued.
People to value, yeah.
Well, that's the other thing that I was going to bring up to you that was related to this. But I'll wait a second. It's all connected anyway, so whatever.
Okay. Dear innate, I release the patterns and programs of not being good enough.
Dear innate, I release the patterns and programs of not being good enough.
Dear innate, I let go of everything connected with not loving myself.
Dear innate, I let go of everything connected to not loving myself.
Dear innate, I open my heart to love.
Dear innate, I open myself to love.
Okay, you said self, and I said heart. Why didn't you say heart?
I don't know. Sometimes I can't. It's interesting because sometimes the mind, I've noticed this, and I've mentioned it a couple times. Sometimes my mind blocks out what you're saying. It's like it's a protection mechanism. Like your mind, it's like the unconsciousness wants to stick around or something.
Okay.
So, dear innate, I open my heart to love.
Yeah. And sometimes it doesn't matter that you've changed it and I don't say anything about it, but that time it was like she needs to say heart. So that's why I said
that. I'm glad that you noticed it because, again, like I think that's important for you to like realize that sometimes like people's like their mind will totally block it out.
I've noticed that some people change the wording and do all sorts of things and, you know, and guidance usually tells me that's fine. They're doing what they need to do. But that time, you know, I got the message that you needed to say heart. Okay. All right. Take a nice deep breath. Dear innate, I release the need to run from my greatness.
Dear innate, I release the need to run from my greatness.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. Okay. How does that feel? What's coming up for you now?
Well, what's coming up for me is like the kind of insistence of tell her about how you're so confused about with this related to my class, which also is a value thing that I've been working on. And it's, I mean, you know the type of class I'm doing. I mean, I've talked about it enough. I won't mention it now. But like I do whatever, that exercise type class, whatever. And I'm doing healing work when people are there. And I feel like I've explained this a lot to like you and to myself and to like probably other people. And there's still so much confusion around what I'm offering, what people are coming for. It just, I kind of keep getting the feeling that it just sounds like an expensive, we'll just say a laughing class, an expensive laughing class. And even like the guy who came yesterday, I was doing healing work with him. Like I try to, like, I still do that thing that I try to make it a little bit more obvious. Like, hey, I'm doing healing work on you. Like you're clearing blocks because I'm like, and it's like, why are you doing that? But I don't know. I'm just like, I just kind of say to myself, well, you're doing the best that you can. At least it's like a step because I'm just trying to still figure out like, because it's like bringing healing into the mainstream. But for people, like a lot of the people are like, some don't really know what healing work is and they're not looking for it. They just want the laughter class because they see all the, they know the benefits for the laughing class. And then people are in general are confused about it anyway because it has like, it's called laughing yoga. So people think it's yoga, but it's not. That's not my fault. That's just what it's called. And like, so he said to me like, hey, you know, I really want to do this. My cardiologist recommended that I do this. And it was just like, I was, it was interesting what happened because he was like, I'd like to do this several times a week. So would you meet me and do a class just for me? So at first there was a thought of like celebration, like, yay, you know, like, thanks spirit. Like, this is awesome. And then he was asking me the rate and I was like, well, you need, like I was saying to myself afterwards, or actually I was saying this to myself today, you need to practice saying, let me think about it and I'll get back to you. Like, I, and then there's like this, I get sort of mad at myself. Like, why do you not know how to do this? Like, you're so good at business. But like, so I spoke to him, I told him what I was charging. Cause I decided on the rate of $350 for a session where people, I'm doing healing work on them as far as like they're coming with like emotional something they're upset about. But this guy didn't have anything to that. But I told him the rate and he was like, oh, no, no, I just want a laughing. So then I adjusted it and I said, okay, well, he doesn't really have any issues. Although spirit reminded me that everybody has issues. And I'm going to be doing healing work no matter what. And I told him, okay, I would do it for $150 and you get a lower rate if you do it more often or if you have somebody join you. And then he was all like, oh, I don't know. And I would like, I sort of kind of put this, I noticed this like self-hatred come up of like, you hesitated. So then he hesitated. He went back into his mind to think about the money. And it was just like, I kind of like, oh man, you screwed it up. It was just like such a harshness on myself. Cause I was like, here, spirit was giving you money. And then like, it was like, again, it was just that confusion around like he wasn't there supposedly for any healing work of clearing blocks. Meanwhile, we did clear a bunch of stuff, but he didn't recognize it. So then again, that's the value thing there too. And then there's this other element that I have this like fear because there's so sorry for the story. But again, this is a special space for it. I'll just say that, like, to my first class, or I think it was one of my first classes, this lady came, and we did a whole class, and there was other people there too. Then she stuck around afterwards, and she was like, hey, I didn't want to say it in the beginning, but I'm actually a certified instructor of this, and, you know, taking your class, like, you woke me up to a lot of ways, like, a lot of ideas, you inspired me. Like, I'm going to do a shorter class now. I want to do this in the park, just like you. I want to develop the community, just like you. And she kind of, I didn't allow her, I didn't ask her more questions to continue on, which I'm, again, reminding myself to let people appreciate. And I felt good about that. And ever since, because she put up a meetup just like me, and she's a fraction, she's like little pennies compared to what I charge. And since then, Spirit has guided me to mention a lot about the healing work. And I have this like fear constantly that if people come to my class, they like my class, but they don't want to pay on a consistent basis the rate, or it's too much and they see it online, it's too much, that they would go to her class. And I'm like, I'm actually building her business now. And it brought up like so much sort of anger. There's been a lot of jealousy. Like, I got a call from a library this week, which was actually really awesome. And she booked me for a class, which again is really awesome. It came to me so easy. And there was still fear with that of like, if I don't give her a good rate, then she might go Google again and find this other lady, and that other lady will book it. And now the idea has come to me, like, I'm going to start approaching like corporate and like start working with some doctors. And how do I go in about like, quote, convincing them that like I'm doing healing work? Because again, my healing work is like, I'm just talking to people, like, but that I'm very in tune with people when I'm like, again, it's constant justification. I can't take it anymore. And I'm constantly doing, I value myself. I see my value. Da, 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 da. And it's just bringing it up even more. It's bringing it up even more.
All right. There's several things that came up as a result of what you said. So let's work on those. Okay.
Okay.
Dear Nate, I release the belief that people can't afford me.
Dear Innate, I release the belief that people can't afford me.
Dear Innate, I release the belief that my prices are too high.
Man, that one is so stuck. We'll cancel, clear that, but that's the truth of it, though. So, okay. Dear Innate, I release the belief that people can't afford me. That's not it. Dear Innate, that's in the first one. Dear Innate, I release the belief that my prices are too high. Yeah.
Yeah, take a deep breath after that. Okay. Dear Nick.
You know, it's so painful because that's what Spirit tells me to do it as. And then I, like, the human side is, like, so effed up.
Yes.
Cancel. It's, like, so self-hate.
That's why we're working on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Dear Nate, I release the belief that people have to sacrifice to afford my classes.
Dear Nate, I release the belief that people have to sacrifice in order to afford my classes.
Dear Nate, I release the belief that I create problems with my prices.
Dear Innate, I release the belief that I create problems with my prices.
Dear Innate, I release the belief that I do not attract people who have money.
Dear Innate, I release the belief that I don't attract people with money.
Dear Innate, I release the belief that there isn't enough.
That one's getting me emotional today. Okay. Dear Innate, I release the belief that there's not enough. Just no logical reason to that.
Hey, I didn't say you had to be logical. Okay, let me check in and see what else they want to let go of. dear innate, I accept that people want to pay me.
Okay. Oh, Jesus. Where's Jesus? He's only here on Tuesdays. Okay. Dear innate, I release the belief that people
I accept that people want to pay me.
Dear innate, I accept that people want to pay me. Oof, dude, why? Why is that so difficult? Wow.
Dear innate, I am enough.
Dear innate, I am enough.
Okay, take another nice deep breath. Okay, there's one more in there, but I'm not really sure exactly what it is. If this one goes deep, let me see. Dear innate, I deserve to be paid.
Huh. This is like a little pauper, I feel like, or something, or I see. Dear innate, what does that pauper even mean? Poor person, right? Dear innate, okay. I deserve to be paid.
Dear innate, I release all beliefs connected with my poverty.
Oh, Jesus. it's like so painful. Yeah, I just got my rental renewal, and it went up, and I don't want to be here anymore. I've been here for 2 years already, and I just, that money stuff is coming up left and right as far as, like, I want to move to where I really want to live. Okay, what did we say? I release, dear innate, I release my attachment. It's not even what you said, I don't remember, but my attachment to poverty. My commitment to poverty, my oath and vow to poverty, so fucked up.
Dear innate, I release all of the beliefs connected with my poverty.
Dear innate, I release all the beliefs connected to my poverty. God,
innate,
all this shit got activated when I started doing
this
spiritual work. I know, but I realized now it came to me that that it got activated when I stepped more like into this commitment to do the spiritual work. Like that's
what
dawned on
me. Well,
yeah,
you had to let go of everything was in the way, so. Yeah, this is a natural part of releasing. As you release, you are bringing up more and more of the stuff that's coming up to be released. And all you have to do is release it. You don't think about it.
Right.
You don't analyze it. You don't contemplate it. You just let it go. So, dear innate,
right.
I release my poverty.
Dear innate, I release my poverty.
Dear innate, I accept my wealth.
Dear innate, I accept my wealth.
Dear innate, I do not need to prove my value.
Dear innate, I do not need to prove my value.
Dear innate, I accept my value.
Dear innate, I accept my value.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. How does all that feel?
I don't know. I guess I'm fine. In the place of space. The place of space.
Yeah.
I like that.
And your energy is much, much, much better.
Yeah. All right, I'll keep on trucking, or I'll say I'll keep on flowing, keep on swimming down the stream.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Wonderful. I like when you say that. Thanks, Barbara.
You are welcome. And I will talk to you the next time you need to. Get clear.
Thanks, Barbara. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, and our next caller is from 111111111. Hi, who's this?
Oh, hi, Barbara. This is Trisha.
Trisha,
how are you?
How are you? I am fine. How are you?
Oh, thank you, thank you. Barbara, may I offer something to the conversation that just went on about belief?
Mm-hmm.
Prices and structure and things like that, is that a lot of the teachers are not walking in the path of what they think the student is. And if they were to be the student and say, I want you to sign up for this, for this week, this amount, most of them would say, oh, I can't afford that. So because they're reflecting, it's almost like if you're driving a bomb of a car, it's really hard to sell the program to someone who's driving a Ferrari.
Mm-hmm.
You see what? And if you're driving a bomb of a car, you're still going to attract the same person who's driving a bomb of a car. So, or, you know, like a, not that's the bomb of a car, but you know what I mean, a low energy car. I mean, that's not the Ferrari. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you're in that energy with the belief of yourself. It's almost like, when I see people saying, I charge this for this service because I think I'm so, you know, la, which is wonderful, have that belief. But do they turn up to the hairdresser who has the same belief? Or do they go to the payless hairdresser because that's all they can afford? Do you see what I'm saying? Is equal mentality in what you give out to get back? Do you turn up in that equal value somewhere else? And the answer is pretty always no. You see, so it's that's what I was saying about the, if you're driving that car, you're going to attract that customer. And until you start driving the Ferrari, you're not going to attract the Ferrari customer. So you have to be realistic in who you are and what you're attracting, because it's the opposite. It's a reflection. Now, I don't mean that, you know, everybody can charge whatever they want. That's not the issue. It's the issue of attraction.
Yes, and you attract what you are being. So if you are in the energy, like you said, of having less, of the energy of poverty, however you want to describe it, then that is what you are attracting into your life. And that's why people who don't believe in themselves and their value have a really hard time getting clients, because they're putting the energy out there that says, I'm not worth it. And that's what they're getting back.
Right. Yes.
Because, you see, if you're talking to someone like yourself, who is of great wisdom, and there's freedom. I mean, this is free for me to talk to you right now. That's such a gift mm-hmm. that you're giving, and I'm giving you, in conversation, right? And when it sometimes flips the other way, when it's just the one person giving it out at the price, sometimes those people actually need to seek other people as well. Like I seek someone the other day, and I actually didn't actually look at the website or anything, like what it was. But to me, I sent what I thought was a huge, generous gift for the time that she gave me. And I said, if it was more, please let me know. But that's what I felt that was equal to what I could experience and what I could afford. Now, if it wasn't reciprocal, it wouldn't have happened. But it happened without any money being involved, you see, mm-hmm. to start with. But nobody said, I will talk to you if you pay me this. It was just the kindness of this person saying, yes, you need to talk to me. You know, we need to talk off the air. And we did. And I sent a very, you know, gift because it was of value. Now, I might go to her website and find out what it was to see if I was accurate or not. But that, because it was never discussed, it was from my heart and her heart. You see the value of that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I just appreciate that. But anyway, I'm not here to put anybody, you know, because we all do it. You know, it's like there was, when I had a store on Melrose, I used to sell fashion. And this particular lady said to me once, to put my prices up. She said, when you put your prices up, you'll actually will sell more because you're actually saying to the world, my clothes are worth this much. And when you have the designer that wants to sell the 5,000 couture outfit to one person, it's actually a blessing because the person that can afford the $5,000 outfit, right, has the funds to have that exchange. The only thing that becomes disvalued that I find in that circle of really big expense, right, is when you know mm-hmm. the man sells the $5,000 dress, that his employees are working in poverty, that they can never sell, they can never go to university, they can never, never, never. So it's a one-sided income, you know what I mean? It's not like I can sell a $5,000 dress and I'm going to look after all of the people that made it.
Right.
You see, that's when you look at those corporations to support or not to support. Like, how do they treat the people that work for them?
Yes.
It's like when I found out about the Apple computer, like Mac, and I found out in a program that the Chinese young students that, or young people were committing suicide off the buildings. Their robotic life of being bused here, live here, sleep in a dorm with people. There was no privacy. There was nothing. 400 people shared one computer. I held my computer against my heart, Barbara, and I said, I thank every soul that made this computer, that what you went through to give me this is huge. I so appreciate it. And the sadness that you have to lose your life. And all of these young students work in these Chinese towns to send the money back to their family in the villages.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to look at where is the picture. And when Steve Jobs did a channeling session with someone, you know what he said? And that, the one thing, I can't remember the term, that was really, he said that he didn't care for the well-being of everybody. He loved that he created the product. He loved that he had the genius of bringing it forward. And us on the planet loved it, right? We all love our computers. I mean, mm-hmm. thank you for creating that. But he didn't look at the big picture of all of the people that were involved in creating it. It was more about the profit of it and bringing it another one forward and another one forward and another one. Do you see? So he said he died of a broken heart or a diseased mm-hmm. heart of not being aware of that, you see? Because, you know, when I looked at it and I thought, wow, 40 adults living in a dorm. Where is their love? Where is their sexuality? Where is their masturbation? Where is their pleasure? Where is their stress? Do you know, see, like, mm-hmm. do you see what I'm saying? And they were adults, like cattle, like into that space. And he died of cancer. He died of a really bad disease. Mm-hmm. And the disease was not just that, it was a lot of things. I mean, it would be very sad to create a company, Barbara, that was huge and then get kicked out of your own company, which he did. And he lost everything, and then he got brought back to the company. You see, so there was always that fighting with Microsoft over who owns Microsoft, fighting over who owns the company, fighting over, there were these threats within that man that a lot of people didn't see because they just saw the glory of the toy that he kept creating because he was a genius creator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You see? And he said, I wish I had spent more time with my children. I wish I had skinny dipped in lakes with my wife. I wish I had not run after that dream of bigger, 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 bigger.
Right.
Because he sees things from a different perspective, of course, when you pass and you come through in a channel. But anyway, I don't want to take all your time or anything, but I just wanted to offer that to some of the teachers. Sometimes you have to walk in the shoe of the student. And I gave a session to a lady last night at the liquor store who ended up loving me and was crying, and she had all of these problems, Barbara. She was 17 when she went to war, right? And I woke up and I actually thought of writing her something about her soldier energy. It was about the abusive husband that beats her up. It was about how he beats the dog. It was about this, I can't leave. It was about I'm an alcoholic. And then she said, oh, that's my car. I only have one payment and it's paid off. And it was this really nice car. And I put my hands on her cheek and I said, honey, that's your celebration. Every time that you find that your life is failing, look at the car. The car is energy. Everything in that car came from the planet. It vibrates. Nothing is fake. It's all chemicals. Comes from the earth vibration of an energy. I said, you have a car. How many people on this mountain live in poverty without a car? You manifested a car. Look at you. You have a car. You have this. You don't even know how lucky you have a car. You can get in a car and drive. You see what I did? And mm-hmm. she smiled. And she started to smile. And I said, look at what you achieved that others don't. And for the first time in the half an hour that I was talking to her, she actually started to smile at her achievement, you see. So this morning I get a channel for her, and my channel was that she told me that she was a soldier, right? So the soldier mentality is she lost her strength as a soldier. She can't stand up against the man who is beating her as the soldier. You see? I have mm-hmm. learned to protect myself. I have learned to stand up for right and wrong. I have learned this. And so the next time I see her, I'm going to speak to her about finding that power in herself when she wore that uniform, when she went to battle for America, when she stood the ground of what she thought was right and wrong. Whether I did or not, it's irrelevant. Do you see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
What do you think of that? I mean, you're so wise. I would love that because, you know, I don't do therapy, people. But when I'm in this situation and it's right in front of me, I do. Because that's where I can help.
Well, I think that it's important that people do recognize that they have power within them. And that power is always there. That when we are created by our Creator, whatever name you want to give to the Creator is within us. We are never disconnected from that energy. And so we are more powerful than we know because we have the power of our Creator.
Yeah.
When people start accepting that and start allowing themselves to be courageous because they know that they have this power. You know, it's like suddenly you realize you're not alone, that you've got God right there with you. And then you can do anything. You don't have to be worried about, oh my gosh, what's going to happen and what if and all of that other stuff that the ego likes to throw in there to keep us small. It's about allowing ourselves to fully embrace our own power. And when you are standing in that power, then you know that all of those beliefs about you're not good enough, you're not this enough, whatever it is, they're not true. How can any of it be true when God is within you?
Yeah. And I spoke to her briefly about, you know, not to look at the God out there, but to reflect that you have that power of the God. You are the God. And we also spoke, she lost her mother recently, only a few years ago, to a cancer at quite a young age. And, you know, it's devastating for a young person at 17 to be enlisted and go to war in places like Iraq. And a young girl, you know, she's so fragile. And I said that was a huge accomplishment that even though it may have damaged and hurt part of you because of what you witnessed, you have to remember that it took great courage for you to do that. She lost that, you see, because the man diminishes her. And I said, you have to find the strength to be able to walk away from that and to say no. And I said, you will. Sometimes it takes time. Sometimes it takes courage. That's why when I did the channeling for myself today, like what is the best way to paint the picture of what she understands? And it was the soldier in the uniform, you know, like that strength she had then, she can be again. She doesn't need to be belittled by a man who wants to beat a woman or beat anybody. You know, I mean, she said that he threw some sort of pepper spray in the cat's eyes. I mean, you can't live in that vibration and thrive ever.
No, you can't.
But her attraction is because she's vibrating in that low frequency within herself. So I talked about that to her, about, you know, raising her energy and even communicating. I said, the more happy you are about the peace of your mother in that transition, the more your mother's going to come to you. She said, I dream about her. And I said, well, there you go. Why are you talking to me when your mother's already talking to you? I said, write it down. Get a journal. Dear Mum. Mum, talk to me. And just keep writing it down, even if it's one sentence, one word. I love seeing you today in my dream, Mum. And I said, start doing that because Mum will turn up to talk to you more. She's never going to not be beside you. She's here right now. I can feel her, you know. And so, you know, I spoke with her for 30 minutes at least. And it was like you owe me, I owe you. Because equally, I had spoken to somebody else who did the same for me. It was like a, or you right now. You see what I'm saying? You're in that moment that you just do. So I don't know if you have other callers, but please, you know, go to whoever, whomever.
Okay, let me see if there's anything that I'm supposed to do with you, anything you need to let go of.
I have my own I'm working with too, Barbara, but I'm really into throwing myself into my projects, my writing. I'm wanting to bring it out and not just keep creating, but bring it out, you know, so that's my energy for the rest of the year.
Okay. Okay, so there's a couple of statements they want you to make, and this will actually help you to bring it out, to have everything flow even more easily than it's flowing now. So,
thank you.
Repeat after me. Dear innate, my life flows.
Dear innate?
Uh-huh.
Dear innate, my life flows.
Dear innate, I am a success.
Dear innate, I am a success.
Dear innate, I accept my blessings.
Dear innate, I accept my blessings.
Dear innate, I am loved.
Dear innate, I am loved.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, they're saying that's what you needed for right now, so.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You are welcome. And thank you for being you.
Oh, you're such a blessing. And I love it that you have a vibration that is so open to dialogue. And it's a gift, you know, to communicate with other people. And you have an amazing gift of listening and allowing. And that's a blessing. And you so deserve, repeat after me, the airways of this radio station going into a huge audience, bigger than this, bigger than the blog. Because you have it, you know, you have that sound vibration. You know when you can listen to someone who has that sound vibration, that even they calm because there's no redditness in there. You know, I don't know if that's a word, but they're not reddit. Yeah, I can't even say the word, but you understand.
I do.
Yeah. And so your vibrational tone is so balanced that I just see it is spreading because everything is spreading. We're only growing. And I posted something on Facebook today that I wrote many years ago about the mountain of discovery. And it was basically that even when you walk to the top of a mountain, that you think is the peak, you know, the mountain, you've reached that peak, you still go down the mountain to dissolve, to digest it, I said. And then you take on another peak that's even higher, and you see the world from a different perspective. But you still have to go down the mountain to climb another peak. You see, it's not necessarily always one peak leads to a bigger, higher, higher, higher. Sometimes we do walk down the mountain to walk back up a mountain. And we don't want to live in that flat line. Because the flat line in a hospital means you're dead. You know, it's all like up and down, and up and down, and up and down. Those are our dualities. And when I find a duality in my life, it really is like, wow. it really is a mirror into my soul of who I am. And then I can change it or actually really embrace it. That's my choice. And sometimes it takes time and sometimes it doesn't, you know. But anyway, I love you and I will let you go. Blessings, blessings.
And I love you too. And I'm so glad that you called. And, you know, feel free to call anytime.
Oh, I will. I will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I will.
All right.
Okay. And our next caller is another 111111111. So, let's see. Hold on. There we go. Hi. Who's this?
And yes, let's see, Divinely Anointed One. How art thou?
I am doing great, Queen. How are you?
I am fabulously gratefully opulent. Yes. And I call
Wonderful.
To listen to what you have to say to me. I call to listen. Anyway, if I may request a message from someone. J.K. Rowling is who I would like to hear more from.
Okay. And was there something in particular you wanted to hear about, or just a general
whatever I am supposed to receive from her in terms of inspiration and direction and fulfillment of our joint joint journey. Wow. Okay, she's going to travel with me. The art of writing. Successfully writing.
There's so much that I could share with you. There's just so much that is there. When I look at you and what you are doing with your life, I see that you are opening up more and more to your own greatness. And that is a wonderful, wonderful way to live. Because the more you open up to that greatness, the more you are inviting more great things into your life. But you already know this. You know that the energy that you are being is what you are creating. And I want you to stay in that energy of complete success. And this is not just about your writing. It's about everything in your life. Because it is all building on each other. So don't try to, you know, separate your writing from your metal work, from your artwork, from your fabric work, from all of the different aspects of you. Incorporate them all in everything that you are. And if this were a time when you could do something like this, and we realize that it's not, but it would be wonderful if you could create a beautiful fabric and have that be the cover of your book. But you may want to create a beautiful design and have that be the picture on the cover of your book. And then you are incorporating that part of you into your writing. And that the beauty of that fabric will trigger emotions in the people who hold that book. There are so many ways that you can incorporate all that you are into everything that you do. So be open to that. Be open to seeing. Be open to seeing more. Be open to seeing things that you've never even imagined seeing. Because it's about getting out of your head, getting out of your mind, and allowing things to flow from your heart, from your connection with the Creator, from your Divine Mother within. And that brings you to being an even more beautiful and powerful Divine Mother without.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who you are. Okay, that's what she wanted to tell you.
I thank you. I thank her. I see myself creating the fabric to dress myself in with my my jewelry, the part of the cover. So yes, I will wear a garment that I create with the colors and so forth. And I thank you. One thing.
And you are welcome.
And as the previous caller said, your audience is, I just affirm this in my knowing, and I have spoken. You're going to be bringing in many, many hundreds and thousands of people are coming to value, show you that they value you very soon. As you are ready for them to come, they will be here. Namaste, sister.
Wonderful. I look forward to it. Okay, there's something else that's there for you. There's something going on with you today?
I'm not sure what you are going to say, so I'll listen again.
I'm not sure what I'm going to say either, so. All right, let's see. I'm not even sure who this is that's coming. I just feel it. Okay, so I'm just going to say whatever it is that they want to say, and maybe afterwards I'll know who said it. Okay, here we go. Openings. You are experiencing openings. Openings in your life. Openings in who you are. It's like your energies are blending in a way that they've never blended before. You're removing the walls that used to separate different parts of your life, and you are becoming one. You are becoming whole and complete, because you always have been whole and complete, but you are beginning to recognize that. And as you do this, you will see openings. Openings for you to be even greater, to be even more. And this is how you are going to create that beautiful place where you are going to have people come and stay with you and work in whatever ways their hearts are crying for them to work, so that you can change the world in your own way. That is what you are moving towards. That is what all of this is about. It's about embracing the completeness of you and accepting yourself in every way. And and living your life as you are absolutely glowing and becoming more and more and more and greater and greater and greater. That is why you are here. And you have many, many more years to create and to change the whole way that people see themselves, as you are changing the way that you see yourself. So be open to yourself. Be open to your love. Be open to your life. This is you. Okay, that's what they wanted to say.
Oh, I see you getting to India sooner than you think, too. I see that.
That'll be interesting. I look forward to that.
Thank you.
And thank
As
you.
Always. Until we meet again, my sister.
Namaste. Okay, and our next caller is from area code 614. Hi, who's this?
Hello, my name is Filson.
Okay. Say your name one more time.
Filson. Filson.
Filson. Okay, what can I do for you?
I've been going through a really hard time with anxiety and depression. I just wanted to know if the angels have any, if they can tell me why I'm going through this or how this is helping me anyway.
I'm getting that you just need to let it go. So would you like to do some work on letting it go?
Yes.
Okay. So I will make a statement and then you will repeat that statement. And we are going to be working with your innate body, which is a part of us that you can't see. I consider it kind of your spiritual consciousness, if you wanted to put it in some other kind of terms. Anyway, we are going to make statements to that part of you, and they are going to start with you saying, "Dear innate," so that your innate body knows that you're talking to your innate body. And then whatever needs to be said. So just repeat what I say and say it out loud and actually mean it when you say it, okay?
Okay.
Dear innate, I release anxiety.
Dear innate, I release anxiety.
Dear innate, I release depression.
Dear innate, I release depression.
Dear innate, I release other people's emotions that I have taken on.
Dear innate, I release other people's emotions that I have taken on.
Dear innate, I allow myself to be happy.
Dear innate, I allow myself to be happy.
Dear innate, I release all attachments to anxiety.
Dear innate, I release all attachments to anxiety.
Dear innate, I release the fear of the future.
Dear innate, I release the fear of the future.
Dear innate, I release the regrets of the past.
Fear innate, I release the regrets of the past.
Fear innate, I release all ties to depression.
Fear innate, I release all ties to depression.
Fear innate, I choose to live in the now.
Fear innate, I choose to live in the now.
Take a nice deep, deep breath. How do you feel?
Peaceful, calm.
Yeah. So what this anxiety and depression were basically, it was the fact that you weren't living in the now. You were thinking about, oh my gosh, I wonder how things are going to be whenever. Or you were looking back at the past and thinking, oh, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have done, if I'd only done this instead of doing that, which was making you feel sad and depressed because you were basically saying your life sucks. And that's what was going on with you. You were either going ahead and seeing uncertainty and whatever, which was making you afraid, or you were going behind and having regrets about what's already been, which you can't change. It's already happened, so why on earth would you even do that? But that's why you were having those particular moods come over you, because that was what you were focusing on. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So anytime you are feeling anxiety or depression or anything that's other than, you know, joy and happiness, you can simply say, and you don't have to say it out loud if you're in a situation where you can't, but it's good if you do say it out loud. Dear innate, I release whatever it is you're feeling, whether it's anxiety or apprehension or sadness or whatever it is. You can say, dear innate, I release whatever that is. And the innate will work with you right then, in that moment. This is not something you have to wait for, you know, the innate to get around to. It starts happening right then, and you should start feeling that sense of peace because you are truly letting that go. Okay?
Okay.
And so your guidance is saying they really want you to start deciding what it is you really want in life. What are your goals? What are your intentions? What is it that you really want to create? What kind of life do you really want to have so that you can start being that energy and attracting all of that into your life? Because it is the energy of who you are being that determines what's happening in your life, what you are experiencing. So this is allowing you to let go of all of that energy that was bringing in things that you didn't want, so then you can start being that beautiful, joyful, loving person and creating a life that reflects that. Does that help?
Yes.
Do you have any questions about any of that?
No.
Okay. All right, then. They're also saying, get out, go for a walk, spend some time outside in nature. If you can walk barefoot on the ground or hug a tree, to have that connection, to have that grounding energy. It's just all a part of your flow. And if you want to see yourself, you know, standing in this beautiful column of light that is coming down from the heavens and is surrounding you and moving through you. This beautiful white light, and it has all of these different colors like glitters in there, and that it's flowing through you, and it's clearing the heaviness, the darkness from your body so that you can actually be joyous, be happy, be really alive, because that's really how you are meant to be. Okay?
Okay.
And if you need some more help with anything, you know, I'm here every Friday. Feel free to call in again, and we'll do what we're guided to do, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling. Okay. And our next caller is from area code 201. Hi, who's this? Area code 201. Area code 201. Okay, if you're talking to me, you must be muted because I'm not hearing you. All right, last call for area code 201. Make sure I'm reading that right, and I am. All right, I'm going to mute you again, and I will come back to you in a moment. So I am guided now to take this moment to let you know about different ways that you can start to change your life. I do have different courses. I have one for deprogramming your mind where we have a weekly call on Tuesday evenings at 7:30 Central Time, and it's an hour. And every week we work on a different issue, and we clear everything that I'm guided to clear connected with that issue. And the people who are part of that group also send in to me anything that they want to clear. So you actually get to have your personal stuff taken care of. And that's an amazing call, and it's an amazing process, and it really is changing the lives of the people who are doing it. I also do an automatic writing spiritual development class, and that's on Thursdays at 1 p.m. Central Time, and that's a six-week course. And that's another beautiful, amazing thing. You learn automatic writing, but that's really the least part of it, since it started out being the only part of it. But now we are also doing connecting you with a divine being of your choice so that you can develop your spiritual connection more, so that you can really start getting the answers from your own personal divine being. You can connect with whomever it is that you decide that you want to connect with. And that is bringing beautiful changes into the lives of everyone who's taking that course. And, of course, we are also clearing out issues, any issues that are coming up, we're clearing them. It's just such an amazing experience. And I say that because, you know, I'm also doing this, even though I'm the one teaching it. I'm also connecting, and this time I connected with Divine Mother. And that has been, oh, my gosh, I can see so many changes in my life as a result of that, you know. And we did the initiation where we connected last week. So this is only after 8 days. And, yeah, my life has definitely changed. So I encourage you to do that if that's something that really resonates with you. And I also have a course called The Joy of Manifesting, and that's a weekly call on Monday evenings. And it's about clearing you out so that you can start creating the life that you truly want to live. And you can start bringing the things into your life that you actually want to experience, whether that be money or success or love or whatever it is. When you are manifesting your heart's desires. And it doesn't matter to me what your heart's desires are. I just want you to have what your heart desires. And so those are three different ways that you can really start to consistently change your life. Because I find that if you do something every week for at least 3 months, it really has a huge impact. If you just do it every now and then your life really doesn't change that much. It's the consistency of it that makes a huge difference. All right, we are going to go back to the caller from area code 201 and see if they are there now. Hello, area code 201, are you there? Area code 201. Okay. I don't know what's up with you. I don't know if you pressed one saying you wanted to talk and then decided you didn't want to talk. And that's okay. You are allowed to change your mind. So I have a message now that is coming in from Divine Mother. And it's something that she wants me to share with everybody. So even though no one asked a question, this message is for whoever is listening to it. And that's kind of the beauty of these divine messages. They really are meant for whoever hears them. And here's the message. My beloved ones, the energy of your earth is changing, and you know that. You realize that. You've been feeling that. People have been talking about it for years, and those changes are still underway. And those changes are bringing all kinds of turmoil into some lives. And in some places, that is resulting in fires. And in some places, it is resulting in storms. And in some places, it is resulting in business failures. It is all a matter of letting go of the way things used to be. And in order to let go of the way things used to be, for a lot of people, things have to drastically change. And so you will see governments topple. You will see systems that no longer work. People have been getting the nudges that things are changing for a while. And some people have actually paid attention to those nudges, and some companies are doing business in new ways, and they are improving things for the whole world. And then there are other places, other companies, other governments that have consistently fought not to change. Change is inevitable. You can't stop it. Whether this is a change in your personal life or a change in the whole world, it is going to happen. What you get to do is you get to decide how you are going to deal with it. And often what you need to do is to release the old beliefs that you have. That is one of the beautiful things about working with your innate body. When you are making those dear innate statements, you are changing. And you will find that the world around you changes. Your situations and circumstances change. When you are releasing those old beliefs that say you can't, you shouldn't, you mustn't, when you are letting that go, when you are releasing those limitations, you are opening up to allowing your life to flow with grace and ease and beauty. So we encourage you to do that. Anytime you are feeling anything less than complete and absolute joy, release whatever you are feeling. Dear innate, I release this fear. Dear innate, I release this sadness. Dear innate, I release this anxiety. Dear innate, I release this confusion. Dear innate, I release these bad drivers. You can release anything and everything, whether it's people or emotions or situations, or your own home, your own pet, you know, your own spouse, your own children. Releasing it is a way of clearing the energy. You're not actually sending anyone out of your life. You are clearing the energy that is around that situation, that person, that terminology. And that is bringing you more clarity, more freedom, more love, more light into your life. and it is making everything better. So remember that. No matter how things seem, you have the ability to change. And the one you're changing is you, because that is who you are responsible for. You are not here to save the world, although you can indirectly have an impact on it. But it's not your job to save the world. It's your job to make you the very best person that you can be, and to have the most amazing life that you can possibly have. So do that, and know that we are with you, and we are working with you to create what you truly desire, because you do deserve it. You truly do. You truly do. You are loved. Okay, that's what she wanted to share. So, let's check with area code 201 one more time. Hi, who's this? All right, I'm still not hearing you, area code 201. So, this is the last time I was going to check with you. And hopefully you'll call back in some other time and we can actually talk about whatever it is you had a question about. All right, then. I think I have taken care of all of our callers for today. So I'm going to go ahead and end the show early. Thank you all so much for listening. I'll be back next Friday. And you can also send me an email at barbara.healing@gmail.com. I don't know why I suddenly blanked on that. And I will answer your email with, you know, whatever it is I'm guided to tell you. You can also go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com and check out the courses and the sessions and all of the information that's there. There's also some releasing statements there for your innate body. So if you have questions about that or you're not sure about all that innate body stuff, go to my website and click on innate releasing, and it explains more about it, and it also gives you some statements that you can start making to start changing your life right now. This is your opportunity to create an absolutely fabulous life for yourself, and every one of you deserve it. So please, take advantage of this opportunity. All right, I will be back next Tuesday on Morning with Jesus. Another opportunity for you to connect and get messages about your life and the importance of you, because you are important. Thanks so much for listening. Bye-bye, everybody.